The president and the people around him are literally brain broken. And when I say brain broken, I mean quite literally. A New York Magazine interview with Donald Trump had him forgetting words, stumbling, and then talking about how his father had Alzheimer's. Listen to this. Fred Trump died in 1999 at age 93, Donald Trump's father. He had, Trump said, quote, a heart that couldn't be stopped, with almost no health conditions to speak of throughout his long life. He had one problem, Trump said. At a certain age, about 86, 87, he started getting, what do they call it? He pointed to his forehead and looked to his press secretary for a word that escaped him. Alzheimer's, Levitt said. Like an Alzheimer's thing, Trump said. Well, I don't have it. Quote, is it something you think about at all? I asked. Quote, no, I don't think about it at all. You know why? He said. Because whatever it is, my attitude is whatever. He's like, no, I forgot that I thought about Alzheimer's. Quite literally, the caricatures that they tried to paint of Joe Biden, that is Donald Trump. They call Joe Biden the auto pen president who slept all the time. But Donald Trump is sleeping through his meetings and pardoning actual criminals who traffic drugs, like the former president of Honduras, who was pardoned. And then Trump said he doesn't know the guy. He didn't know anything about the pardon. Our president is losing it. I personally think Stephen Miller is leading a lot of the most extremist policy, and Donald Trump went all in on this cover-up along with Stephen Miller, along with Kristi Noem, Caroline Levitt, and now they are paying the political price. Even Will Cain, a Fox News host, on his midday afternoon show came out and said, hey, we can't just jump to conclusions and call people domestic terrorists. He condemns the DHS's response. I want you to take a look, and I want you to drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate having independent media. We won't call people domestic terrorists and jump to conclusions other than the January Sixers after we give them a chance, give them due process, but it's pretty easy to see that they are clear January 6th terrorists, domestic terrorists, but this is different.
He writes on X, some of these sources have described DHS response to the shooting as a case study in how not to do crisis PR. One said they are so fed up that they wish they could retire. Another said DHS is making the situation worse. And another added that DHS is wrong and we are losing this war. We are losing the base and the narrative. Now, whether or not the Trump administration or DHS is losing the base, I do think there is a problem with the normies, the mommy bloggers, the Instagrammers, the moderates. It's a problem in part of the making of rhetoric coming out of DHS that calls every one of these incidences a domestic terrorist.
Yep.
We have to tell the truth in these situations because the truth shall set you free, because the truth will bend toward the arc of justice. And justice and truth reveal that these agitators are on the level of insurgency.
And then he kind of falls back into the right-wing talking points, but for a moment he admits that the onus of escalation is not falling on Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey, as Donald Trump claims, but it's falling on the DHS. The press secretary, Kristi Noem, the people that are saying these are domestic terrorists, that is only inflaming things. And that's why Caroline Levitt came out today during her press conference and tried to distance herself from Kristi Noem's rhetoric, if you saw my video earlier. Now, ICE is beginning to lose basically everything. Trump went all in on funding ICE, on emboldening ICE, on giving them more money than most national militaries and masks so they are emboldened and aggressive. Trump went all in on understaffing the agencies that would ideologically screen ICE agents so that radical right-wingers are getting in ICE and abusing people, and now ICE is facing the consequences. Trump is facing the consequences. Trump is humiliated because of ICE. Stephen reports, news, a group of about 10 Senate Democrats are lining up behind a list of asks for changes at the Department of Homeland Security, including requiring warrants for arrests, mandating that federal agents identify themselves. They need to remove the masks ASAP. DHS cooperate with state and local investigations into shootings like Good and Preddy. That's despicable. There should be no more shootings. We need immediate reform now. They need to go harder. They need to enact all leverage right now. Chuck Schumer is gathering more input from the caucus, held a one-hour meeting with lawmakers last night. Key will be whether moderates back these types of demands and funding fight. Will be internal debate about how it plays out on the Hill. And this is the big news. ICE is done. ICE is leaving Minneapolis tomorrow. Caitlin Collins breaks the news. Gregory Bovino, in particular, the Border Patrol commander at large, is expected to leave Minneapolis tomorrow. His public appearances did not go over well internally this weekend, including when he claimed Preddy intended to, quote, massacre law enforcement. You don't think. He came out and gave this inflammatory press conference. He and Kristi Noem calling Preddy an assassin, a domestic terrorist, said he was trying to massacre people. Just utter lies. If you're going to say villainous stuff, at least don't look like such a villain, Greg Bovino. Priscilla Alvarez then reports, breaking news. Top Border Patrol official Gregory Bovino and some of his agents are expected to leave Minneapolis and return to their respective sectors. This is a win. This is people power. Earlier today, a GOP Minnesota governor candidate, a Republican candidate, dropped out of the race and said, I cannot support the national Republican stated retribution on the citizens of our state. Now, Trump is the one who said he is going to bring retribution to Minnesota and Minneapolis. And this Republican candidate, who represents Jonathan Ross, the guy who murdered Renee Good, now says ICE is too much for him. Sarah Longwell from The Bulwark points out, I would offer that Alex Preddy putting his body with his hands up between a woman and the Border Patrol agent who had just violently shoved the woman into the snow offers stark competing visions of manhood. Preddy, a nurse caring for veterans who took a full face of pepper spray to shield that woman, is a much more masculine ideal of a man than the masked coward shoving the woman and executing a man on his knees. MAGA may venerate the latter, but most people in a healthy society would want to be the former. Remember, J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller, right after Alex Preddy was shot, said, an assassin tried to murder federal agents, and this is your response. Never forget. Never forget that they said this, honestly. I think J.D. Vance will be ruined heading into the midterms because of that. It's important to point out a Republican senator from Utah also came out today and said, quote, we must have a transparent, independent investigation into the Minnesota shooting, and those responsible, no matter their title, must be held accountable. Senator John Curtis, a Republican senator from Utah, may be on board for some ICE reform. Like, he seems like he's a few conversations away with maybe the most charismatic Democrat in the Senate, maybe Senator Chris Murphy, from wanting some Senate reform. I could totally see it. He knows that the Republican Party is on the wrong side of history. He knows that these massive protests and this people power will not stop until there is accountability. I want to remind you, when George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, there wasn't an immediate change. It wasn't until the video went viral a few weeks later that people then began protesting and demanding accountability. Then Derek Chauvin went to prison. So we need to keep demanding accountability. Trump wants you to think people like this are paid agitators.
Damn! Just kill.
Okay.
I'm fine. I didn't even breathe anything. I'm just angry. I'm 70 years old. Fucking angry.
70-year-old U.S. citizen, and he's angry. He then disappears into a cloud of smoke. Pretty badass, if you ask me. People like Stephen Miller, Greg Bovino, Tom Homan all need to be held accountable. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.